We're talking with head track and field coach Mike Rogers from Smith Center High School. Mike, you've had a pretty good run this spring in track. Boys are winning every meet but a couple. The girls are scoring a lot of points. Kind of talk just in general about your track and field team so far.
Yeah, I'm real happy with the way the kids have been working and the season we've been having. You know, the boys, we score a lot of points in a lot of different areas. We're getting some good points from the throwing events, and we've really improved in that area. And, you know, we've got some sprinters and hurdlers both doing some good things and getting – we have three really good relay teams and getting some points out of the distance as well. The girls, you know, I think have competed really well. They just don't quite score enough points. We just don't have enough depth. You know, we don't we're just short probably, you know, we need about 10 more girls. So, but the points that we do have from them are really quality points and points that we feel like will hold up at the state level. So we're real happy about where we've been and really what we have coming back. We're only really going to lose three seniors off the boys and one girl. So we're going to have a lot of kids coming back in the future. So,
well, Coach, as we talk to you about the boys team, they recently won the Grizzly Invitational at Rock Hills, beating St. John's. Smith Center had 133, St. John's 89, and Rock Hills 79. Both St. John's and Rock Hills are quality 1A teams. As we break down your boys team, it kind of starts with senior Mason Annex, a little bit of pole vault, a little bit of 800, but where he's really shined for you this year is in the relays. Talk a little bit about your senior Mason Annex.
Yeah, he's a kid that's going to be hard to replace because, you know, he's the first one in everything that we run in practice. He really sets the tone for how hard the kids run and what the standard is for how hard they need to practice. And you know, I felt like when we hit COVID and we lost that season, that we kind of lost some good leaders to continue to pass that down. And we've been kind of fighting to try to get that back, you know. Kind of the 4x4 has always been a staple of our program and having good 400 meter runners. And this is kind of the best year we've had since then of having kids who are ready and willing and able to do that. So, well, he'll be a hard kid to replace, but he does a lot of everything.
Well, Coach, as we talk about that 4x400, it kind of stops and starts with Mason Annex, the senior. We just talked about him, and then junior Parker Hutchinson's really come along the last couple of weeks, but finally got some speed at Smith Center High School. The McKelvey boys, 400, 110 hurdles, 300 hurdles. They've really added to the team speed, and looks like you're going to have a little more speed next fall in football. Kind of talk about the McKelvey boys and Parker Hutchinson.
Yeah, they've been a pleasant addition for us and done a really good job in all those events. You know, we're just trying to figure out where and the best places to put them to get the most points that we can out of them. And so that they're both on two relays and do a great job there. You don't see too many freshmen come in and run the times they've been running. And so we're real happy about that. You know, Parker, we're in the search for, we had three good 400 runners with the McKelveys and Mason. We're kind of in a search for who that fourth one was, and then Parker stepped up once we gave him a chance to run it, and has ran really well, so he really filled that spot for us.
Well, Coach, you don't often get a quality long-distance transfer, but Gavin Hickert from Tri-Plains Brewster came in a couple of years ago, and he's really performed well for you and scoring a lot of points in the distance.
Yeah, he does. You know, there's not too many meets where he didn't double and win both a 16 and a 32, And you know, he likes to run, enjoys to run. He's got probably a little bit of a meniscus tear or something, so he's kind of got a little bit of knee pain in one leg, but he doesn't want to miss, you know, out. And so there's really nothing we can do about that point but just try to gut it up and tough it out. So he's been doing a good job of that. Our distance kids, we don't have a lot of distance kids. I mean, we've got four of them really that run with that group. And so, you know, him and Maddie are both kind of out there running by themselves for the most part. So I think that takes a lot of willpower, whatever, on their part to, you know, not have somebody there pushing them like we might have with our sprinters. So they definitely have a good work ethic for that.
Well, Coach, your 4x800 has showed some real improvement last couple of weeks with Reed Doney also runs the 800 meter, and then Enix, and then Hickert, and then Wyatt Schaefer's getting some quality running time on the 800 meter run, and then the relay. Talk about your 4x800 team and what they need to improve and how much time they need to cut off to have a legit shot to go to state at the Hill City Regional.
I think they'd have to do something really catastrophic to not make that. They really have got the second fastest 4x8 in the state right now. I think Central Heights or something like that, somewhere they've got like 8 minutes flat. I think they've recently ran like a 7:57. So I don't know if anybody's going to catch them. I think we're 8:28's been our best. And that's the same team that ran last year at state. They got fourth there, and we had everybody back. So we felt like they would probably improve on that. And they have lowered their time down from last year, so then they're sitting second. So now we expect them to go state and do well and place well when we're there.
Well, Coach, one of those Smith Center kids, one that grew up a Smith Center Redman and always wanted to be a Redman, and we've watched him both grow. Brant Wilson has done tremendous things both on the football field, basketball court. Now he's throwing shot, discus, and javelin, I believe, but he's won the last couple meets. Kind of talk about Brant Wilson, what he means to your program.
It's hard for a kid to try to do all three throwing events, and all those things are usually going on at the same time, and try to manage your time and your effort and energy and get all those things done. I'd say probably javelin maybe is his best event. He's throwing up there close to 170, but he's really came on the discus this year and started throwing it a lot better, and up there around the 150 mark. And then the shot, he's got some good throws. He's just been having a hard time kind of not scratching or staying in the ring. But when he does, he's been up there around 45 and had some 46, 47 in practice. So all of our throws have made a lot of improvement this year.
Well, Coach, as we look at the Lady Red on the girls' side, it starts and almost stops with sophomore Madison Howland, two-time state champion cross-country champion last year, I believe, in the 1600, 3200 meter, set bullet relay meters in the 1A, 2A events of the 800, 1600, and 3200s. Every once in a while, you find a diamond in the rough, and she is really, really a good runner and worked her tail off to be where she's at.
Yeah, she's really motivated. I asked her one day at practice. I said, "What do you like to win or you hate to lose?" And she says, "I hate to lose." So I think some of those are the most competitive people when you got people who just hate to lose. And she will put in a ton of work by herself in the off season to be ready to run like she is. And we don't. Beloit was the first meet this year where we ran 800 as well, just because there's two divisions and a little bit more recovery time. And we don't want to run her down too much and start causing her leg problems. So we're trying to save her towards the end of the year. But when we get to original time, then we'll run on the 800, 1600, 3200 too. And she just started running on the 4x4 force as well. So she's got a pretty busy day when she starts doing all those things.
Coach, you got a thrower in Cadence Arm Connect in the shot put who is top in 2A right now. She's been a real pleasant surprise. Talk about your thrower.
Yep, she did well for us last year and just started coming on. And this year, she's from the first meet, she was about 2 or 3 feet further than she threw last year. So she just went over 40 for the first time at Rock Hills. So she's right up there leading 2A in the state and shot put. So we look forward to getting her to state and seeing what she can do. And she was just shy of placing last year. So we think that she's got a real good chance and opportunity. And now she's young and still has 2 more years after this year under her belt, so we're excited about that. And she just started throwing the discus for us too, and it's been throwing over 100 feet, so she shows a lot of promise in the future for that event as well.
Coach, you got a couple throwers that are scoring points, and I believe Lexi Kelsch and Lily Hyland in the javelin. Talk about those two young athletes scoring points.
Yep, Lexi's been pretty consistent for us this year. Pretty consistently in that 120 to 130 foot range, and so she's throwing well and just showing a lot more consistency. Lily's been a little bit up and down, and she's throwing 120, and some days she's down in the 90s. So it just kind of depends on the day for her and trying to get everything together and be a little bit more consistent. But that will be a tough competition at our regional, and they'll all both have to throw well to try to get both of them to state.
Well, Coach, MCL this week at Hill City and regional next week at Hill City. So you know that track pretty good, and you've had huge success there the past several years. Just kind of talk about what you want to try to get done in the MCL League this week, and then make sure everybody's healthy and running their best at regional.
Yeah, I don't think the boys have won the league since 2018, and we really feel like we have a chance to do that this year. And it's funny, how the points break when different teams are there, So sometimes you add one or two teams that haven't been there in the past, and that kind of affects how the points fall. But we feel like we have a good chance, a good opportunity if we can, fight and scratch and get as many points out of there as we can, that we'll have maybe have a chance to win the league this year with the boys. Girls just have a little bit of a number shortage. The girls we have are really good, and we like them, and we just need a few more of them to have enough depth to score a few more points. At the league level, I think they have a great opportunity at the state level, because typically it doesn't take as many points to get up there, in the top three at state. This it doesn't. It's clean to just your regular season meets, but so we really think the girls have a good opportunity as well.
Well, Coach, best of luck at the MCL. That's on Thursday, and then the Hill City Regional will be next Friday. Things have really been coming around for you. Best of luck both this week and next week.
Thank you.
This has been John Bowden, KDNS 94.1, Z96.3 Sports.